Welcome to a series of talks about objective consciousness, an objective universe, and an objective way to awaken, expanding upon the works of George I. Gurdjieff and Russell A. Smith. This podcast is part 6 of chapter 6 of the audiobook of The Blueprint of Consciousness. In this episode, we continue to examine the diatonic structure of the universe, showing 4 families of octaves that are created, which map to musical chords, and also to the filling of an atom's electron shell. Let's begin. The Blueprint of Consciousness, An Accelerated Path to Awakening, by Russell A. Smith. Chapter 6, The Universal Cosmic Weave, Part 6. Now, a simple model, which is easy for our minds to grasp, is to make the first supreme octave like the trunk of a tree. You may wish to draw the trunk of a tree on your notepad. Out of the trunk comes branches, the other supreme octaves. They grow from the trunk, and some of the branches connect to the trunk in more than one place. That is, they have several notes in common with the trunk. It is as if they grow in and out of the trunk. However, even if they connected to the trunk in just one place, they would still be supreme octaves. If we observe their notes, that is, their notes that connect to the trunk, we find that they all have one note in common with the trunk. Their note, re. Some have other notes connected to the trunk, but they all have re connected. This one's re connects to the trunk, then grows out, back in, and back out. That one's re connects, then grows out, and in, and out, and in, and out, etc. So, if we find an octave's re, we can easily trace it back to the octave from whence it came. Interestingly, the notes on the trunk from which the supreme octaves grow also reveal hidden truth. Start with octave number 16. To what note of the trunk does its ray connect? Fa. How about octave number 12? La. Octave number 9? Do. Octave number 6? Mi. Octave number 4? So. Octave number 2? T. And we could say that octave number 1's re is connected to re, because it is at re. Thus, the supreme octaves connect to the trunk at the trunk's notes fa, la, do, mi, so, ti, and re. Wow! That is the sequence of the major chords in music. Fa la do is the subdominant chord. Do mi so is the tonic chord. So ti re is the dominant chord. Oh my God, you can play the tonic chord, the subdominant chord above it, and the dominant chord above that, and play all the songs that Russell knew growing up. Like Louie Louie, dun dun dun, dun dun, dun dun dun, dun dun. guitars are normally tuned to the key of E major, because the chords in E major are the easiest ones to play, as are the chords in a few other octaves. However, in some octaves, they were not. To make those chords easier to play, guitarists would simply put on a capo clip, which tuned their guitar to a different key. Or, perhaps, they simply changed guitars to one that was already tuned to that key. I can hear the turtles playing, so happy together. Okay, we will now take the supreme octaves off the diagram. When we do, we will be left with octaves that do not connect to the trunk. The first of those octaves is octave number 3. Octave number 3 does not connect to the trunk. But it does connect to a branch, which is connected to the trunk. See page 111 of Cosmic Secrets. Page 112. Here, we show a diagram of prime vibrations and related octaves. Next, octave number 3 initiates a series of 7 new diatonic vibrations. We will call this second series of vibrations prime vibrations. 5 other octaves contain prime vibrations. Numbers 5, 8, 11, 15, and 19. All octaves with prime vibrations we will call prime octaves. The prime octaves grow in and out of the first prime octave, just like the supreme octaves grew in and out of the first supreme octave. In addition, the ray of every prime octave connects to the first prime octave, just like the ray of every supreme octave connected to the first supreme octave. Also, the prime octave's rays connect to the first prime octave at its notes fa, la, do, mi, so, ti, and re. Removing these prime octaves reveals 6 octaves that do not contain either supreme or prime vibrations. Page 113. And here, we show a diagram of distant vibrations and related octaves. Removing the prime octaves from the diagram leaves us with octaves that do not connect to the trunk, nor to a branch that connects to the trunk. However, they connect to a branch of a branch of a branch that connects to the trunk. See page 113 of Cosmic Secrets and begin at octave number 7. Octave number 7 creates a new set of 7 diatonic vibrations. Russell calls them distant vibrations. And thus, he calls the 7th octave the distant octave. Octaves 7, 10, 14, and 18 contain distant vibrations and are therefore distant octaves. The distant octaves also grow in and out of the first distant octave. Just like all the supreme and prime octaves grew in and out of their first octave. In addition, the ray of every distant octave also connects to the first distant octave. And likewise, if we calculated more distant octaves, their rays would also connect to the first distant octave at its notes fa, la, do, mi, so, ti, and re. Removing the distant octaves reveals two octaves that do not contain either supreme, prime, or distant vibrations. Page 114. And here we show a diagram of final vibrations and related octaves. We now have two octaves that again do not connect to the trunk, to a branch, nor to a branch of a branch that connects to the trunk. However, they connect to a branch of a branch of a branch of a branch of a branch that connects to the trunk. See page 114 of Cosmic Secrets and begin at octave number 13. Octave number 13 creates a new set of seven diatonic vibrations. We call them final vibrations, and we call octave number 13 the final octave. Russell originally named this family of octaves the far-out octaves. But then he thought that was too 60-ish. So he changed it to the final octaves. Octaves 13 and 17 contain final vibrations and are therefore final octaves. Final octaves, like supreme, prime, and distant octaves, have their rays connecting to the first final octave. The final octaves also grow in and out of the first final octave, just like the supreme, prime, and distant octaves grew in and out of their first octave. And likewise, if we calculated more of them, their rays would also connect to the first final octave at its notes fa, la, do, mi, so, ti, and re. Okay. In the diagram of the universal cosmic weave, we now have four groups of diatonic octaves. We have color-coded them to make them easier to study. Supreme octaves are red, prime octaves are green, distant octaves are blue, and final octaves are yellow. Page 115. First family, supreme octaves, 1, 2, 4, 6, 9, 12, and 16. Second family, prime octaves, 3, 5, 8, 11, 15, and 19. Third family, distant octaves, 7, 10, 14, and 18. Fourth family, final octaves, 13 and 17. In order to identify these families, we need to relabel the 19 octaves. The first octave in each family should be numbered to reflect the family it begins. Octave 1 begins the first family, the supreme family. It becomes 1 supreme. Octave 3 begins the second family, the prime family. It becomes 2 prime. Octave 7 begins the third family, the distant family. It becomes 3 distant. Octave 13 begins the fourth family, the final family. It becomes 4. Final. Each of the remaining family octaves should be numbered consecutively from the first number given to its family. Supreme octaves 2, 4, 6, 9, 12, and 16 become 2 supreme, 3 supreme, 4 supreme, 5 supreme, 6 supreme, etc. Prime octaves 5, 8, 11, 15, and 19 become 3 prime, 4 prime, 5 prime, 6 prime, and 7 prime. Distant octaves 10, 14, and 18 become 4 distant, 5 distant, and 6 distant. Lastly, final octave 17 becomes 5 final. We now have 4 distinct family groups: the supreme, the prime, the distant, and the final. Every octave has 2 names. Its first name refers to its order in creation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, etc. up to 19. Its second name refers to its family. S, P, D, and F. Its second name also has a number to distinguish one family member from another. For example, 4S, 6S, and 7S, or 3D and 5D, etc., which you will understand better when we later fill the energy levels of an atom. Okay, the supreme octaves represent the first family. The first family contains octaves 1, 2, 4, 6, 9, 12, and 16. Which is their first name, and refers to their order in creation. Their second name indicates where they are, relative to the other family members. Octave 1, the first supreme octave, becomes the 1S. Octave 2, the second supreme octave, becomes the 2S. Octave 4, the third supreme octave, becomes the 3S, etc. Thus, octave 1 becomes the 1S, octave 2 becomes the 2S, octave 4 becomes the 3S, octave 6 becomes the 4S, octave 9 becomes the 5S, octave 12 becomes the 6S, and octave 16 becomes the 7S. The prime octaves represent the second family. The second family contains octaves 3, 5, 8, 11, 15, and 19, which is their first name, and refers to their order in creation. Their second name indicates where they are, relative to the other family members. Octave 3, the first prime octave, becomes the 2P, as it begins the second family. Octave 5, the second prime octave, becomes the 3P. Octave 8, the third prime octave, becomes the 4P, etc. Thus, octave 3 becomes the 2P, octave 5 becomes the 3P, octave 8 becomes the 4P, octave 11 becomes the 5P, octave 15 becomes the 6P, and octave 19 becomes the 7P. The distant octaves represent the third family. The third family contains octaves 7, 10, 14, and 18, which is their first name, and refers to their order in creation. Their second name indicates where they are, relative to the other family members. Octave 7, the first distant octave, becomes the 3D, as it begins the third family. Octave 10, the second distant octave, becomes the 4D. Octave 14, the third distant octave, becomes the 5D, etc. Thus, octave 7 becomes the 3D, octave 10 becomes the 4D, octave 14 becomes the 5D, and octave 18 becomes the 6D. The final octaves represent the fourth family. The fourth family contains octaves 13 and 17, which is their first name, and refers to their order in creation. Their second name indicates where they are, relative to the other family members. Octave 13, the first final octave, becomes the 4F as it begins the fourth family. Octave 17, the second final octave, becomes the 5F. Again, octaves have two names. Their first name refers to their order in creation, and their second name refers to their family, allowing us to distinguish one family member from another. Page 116. But first, here is Russell's colorized version of the universal cosmic weave. And here we show the colorized diagram of the universal cosmic weave, showing the octave of the Sun Absolute and the octave of the universe. And the colorized version of supreme vibrations and related octaves. The order of their creation is at the top, and their family name is at the bottom. And here we show the diagram of supreme vibrations and related octaves. The diagram of supreme vibrations and related octaves, the octaves of the universe, have both names. At the top is their name in relation to their order in creation, 1, 2, 3, etc. At the bottom is their name in relation to where they stand in the family, and their family's name, 1S, 2S, 2P, 3S, etc. Now, onto page 116 of Cosmic Secrets. Octaves in the Universe. Order of Occurrence. 1. Labeled according to family, 1 Supreme. 2. 2 Supreme. 3. 2 Prime. 4. 3 Supreme. 5. 3 Prime. 6. 4 Supreme. 7. 3 Distant. 8. 4 Prime. 9. 5 Supreme. 10. 4 Distant. 11. 5 Prime. 12. 6 Supreme. 13. 4 Final. 14. 5 Distant. 15. 6 Prime. 16. 7. Supreme. 17. 5. Final. 18. 6. Distant. 19. 7. Prime. By relabeling the 19 octaves of the universe to indicate their relationship to one of the four families, and by placing them in the chronological order of their occurrence, we have uncovered something quite astonishing. The order in which an atom's energy shells fill with electrons. In science, an atom's electron cloud has 7 energy levels. The first energy level has 1 energy shell, the S shell. The second energy level has 2 energy shells, an S shell and a P shell. The third energy level has 3 shells, S, P, and D. The fourth level has 4 shells, S, P, D, and F. The fifth energy level would have 5, the sixth, 6, and the seventh, 7. But the existence of these higher energy shells is only presumed, i.e., we find no elements to confirm them. Fortunately, by using the known energy shells, we can compare the order in which they are filled with the order in which the 19 octaves occur. Page 117. The order of the filling of an atom's energy shells. The family order in which the 19 octaves occur. 1s. 1 supreme equals 1s. 2s. 2 supreme equals 2s. 2p. 2 prime equals 2p. 3s. 3 supreme equals 3s. 3p. 3 prime equals 3p. 4s. 4 supreme equals 4s. 3d. 3 distant equals 3d. 4p. 4 prime equals 4p. 5s. 5 supreme equals 5s. 4d. 4 distant equals 4d. 5p. 5 prime equals 5p. 6s. 6 supreme equals 6s. 4f. 4 final equals 4f. 5d. 5 distant equals 5d. 6p. 6 prime equals 6p. 7s. 7 supreme equals 7s. 5f. 5 final equals 5f. 6d. 6 distant equals 6d. 7p. 7 prime equals 7p. Naturally, we named the four families supreme, prime, distant, and final to correspond with the current scientific designations of these four energy shells. That is, S, P, D, and F. Russell looked at their family names, and he saw something familiar. He called his sister, who was a chemistry teacher, and said, I remember that when I took chemistry, I learned that electrons filled the orbitals of an atom in a certain order. I forgot that order. Would you please send it to me? That concludes today's podcast. If you would like a chance to read the whole book, The Blueprint of Consciousness, An Accelerated Path to Awakening, which is available as a high-quality 520-page hardback, and also as a PDF download, simply visit the store at our website, thedogteachings.com. The Blueprint of Consciousness contains an objective exercise in awakening that has literally awakened hundreds of people. Be free. Be awake. Be real. And realize your full potential as a human being. On our website, you'll be able to listen to other talks, obtain diagrams, animations, supporting videos, and much, much more. In addition, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook under The Dog Teachings. And, as a reminder, we have two Zoom classes every Saturday to assist you. Level 1 is freely available for anyone who purchases the Blueprint of Consciousness. And the other is for those who have obtained the Master Exercises and the Double or Nothing Exercises. See under resources/Zoom classes for more details. All at thedogteachings.com. That's thedogteachings.com. Goodbye. Until next time.